Blog Talk Radio.
Whether recently in a traffic collision, interested in learning about car accident experiences, or seeking knowledge and support, you've come to the right show. My name is Estra, and thank you for joining me today, this December 28, 2013. Does 214 resolution include surviving a car wreck? Good for you. This journey typically has a lot of bumps in the road, yet with a bit of planning, experiencing a bit of bruising is better than being thrown under the bus. Join in on the conversation by dialing 718-766-4385 to share your comments. Again, that's 718-766-4385. When preparing for surviving a car accident, in my opinion, the top five things to consider. Number one is financial stability. Number two is personal recovery. Number three is personal injury claim process. Number four is preparing for hardships. And number five, which is my favorite, is never give up until goals are achieved. So let's talk about them today. One of the first things to happen when injured in a car accident is the loss of financial stability. Unexpected expenses occur while income begins to dry up. Depending on the level of past savings and sources of family wage earnings, this can mean hardships on the way. Immediately begin making tough choices to slow down the rate money is going out. Gauge where you are now. Attempt to estimate length of time possibly out of work, and begin seeking ways to replace this income. Whatever options you choose, recognize there will be opposition to their use, but do not be deterred. Unfortunately, in some cases, it is easier for some to receive money for insurance than to pay out claims. Therefore, be vigilant in choosing insurance options of any kind. Remember, money is in your possession is what is in your control. So a savings plan developed by and for you is always the best option. Starting small does grow. In fact, any method of saving will benefit you. It is always better to start while you are working and have income regularly available. In some instances, it is rare to consider when tragedy strikes or even minor problems like a car repair. Yet, all circumstances are more difficult when ill-prepared, so it is always wise to start before an injury. Recognize that the average salary today does not make it easy to cover expenses. The cost of living and wage inequality is a burden for most people to bear. However, by choosing to make the difficult decisions now, it will allow for a better future outcome. Yes, you may end up having your money dried up, but realizing what is available to help you get through it and stretch out what you do have will take it as far as it'll go. And it also provides time for a learning curve and a transition to a lower lifestyle. Yes, you can do it. Just do not give up. Look for opportunities in the hard times. Remember, with any options, the attitudes may be one of let the buyer beware. In other words, there may be a price to pay for invoking these options. So make sure to read that fine print. It is easy to get into financial traps and difficult to get out. Some of these options are short-term and long-term disability claims through your employer if paying insurance out of your earnings from work. Also, auto insurance PIP policies is another option. If it is a large insurance claim and is not your fault, the other driver's insurance may be willing to pay out a portion of a future settlement in order to make life easier and reduce the cost of the claim. Most people tend to be more appreciative when the struggle to survive is reduced, especially when dealing with significant injuries. And also local and state human resources. Although help is typically minimal in their case, it is a step in the right direction in keeping the lights on. Social Security disability is a long process and getting more difficult yet if you're paying monthly insurance premium from your check, this is a viable option too. If it appears injuries will be long-term, you can go to any Social Security office to apply. Therefore, review the reputation of each office for fair and equal treatment prior to selections. Be informed and prepared before going. Also, nonprofit agencies and communities can be great resources in learning about what is currently available and ways others are surviving in the same predicament. Most importantly, no matter how bleak life looks, do not give up. You can overcome and not be a victim. Keep your mind positive and hold on to your money. It can be a long journey. Personal injury recovery, in my opinion, is the most difficult hurdle. One must come face to face with the reality of injury and its impact on life, both which may play a major role on current and future hopes and dreams. Life can be a struggle. This challenge does not mean it is time to give up. On the contrary, it's time to stay in the fight for hopes and dreams already in motion. A time to dig deeper into your being and pull up additional strength and courage that perhaps unaware of its existence, yet it is there. More than likely, this will be a time of learning new things about how others have struggled and made it through difficulties, but more importantly, it may increase awareness of not only what you can live through, but also thrive in. A focused mind is very difficult to compete with, even when self. Love thyself through all of life's victories and defeats. This is where growth occurs, especially mentally and physically. By realizing hardships do indeed make you stronger, at a cost, of course, it will be a road less traveled in the future because challenges have been met with lessons learned. Therefore, future obstacles require less effort because of the knowledge gained in previous battles. So stay in the fight to recover. No matter how long it takes, it will bring joy that reminds that you can move forward, no matter what the future holds. When times get hard, energy low, and pain high, don't give up or give in. Keep moving, focus, and remember you have a goal to achieve. There are many recommendations about how to proceed. Remember, the final choice is yours to make. When all is said and done, especially when there is no more money to be made off you, what will be left standing is you and your future. Therefore, make sure you are in a place that makes life better for you. Many have walked the path and made it. So can you. Use money wisely for payment of health care. If not signed up already, enroll in Obamacare. All Americans now have a choice to value their health and get the help needed. Indeed, a car accident is one of these times. Adequate health care treatment along with costs goes a long way in recovery. Also recognize that you have a choice to make between enrolling in Obamacare and Medicare. There seems to be some confusion on this, and currently obstacles are set in place in preventing a switch, in my opinion, but it is an option. So evaluate them both and continue to work on getting into the program of your choice. Learning injury claim process is better prior to injury. Keeping a clear head and evaluating information received while physically and or mentally impaired does not necessarily allow for making choices in best interest. Realize you may now be swimming in a pool of sharks, sharks who are concerned more about bottom lines, and your injuries may be feeding them. So decide where you want to go from here, how you will spend your hard-earned money or money received in settlement. Many times, you will need care after everyone else has left the building, so to speak. So make sure to allocate resources with this goal in mind. There can be many people involved in claims, from an auto insurance, employer disability programs, disability insurance companies, attorneys, health care insurance, physicians, along with additional service providers. So tracking your cost is important. Leaving it to others isn't advisable. Everyone can make mistakes. Find a way that easily tracks activities and financial information. Some of these players have been in the game, so to speak, a long time, and you may be taken advantage of long before aware. It typically takes a great deal of time to learn about the injury claim process because of the number of people involved, and if multiple car accident, it can become more messy. 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner by Estra helps to keep it organized and tries to keep the amount of time and energy to levels that help spend more time on recovery. Relationships already established prior to an accident allows for more time for rest. Most people, however, typically don't have anyone in place except their physician. So for 214, take time to read reviews or ask others who've been injured about who helped them to achieve favorable outcomes. You may be amazed just how much easier this process can be with the right people in place for support. But remember, the final decision in all matters is yours. In trying to decide how to research whom to hire for help, be sure to visit my blog or Twitter accounts for valuable links and information. I know it takes a great deal of time to find the right person to make things right for you. And if not feeling well, it takes even more time. This is why I feel it's so important to have resources available for people injured in car accidents, because personally, I know how difficult this road can be, and a little help can go a long way. Remember to take your time in filling out claims, keep copies of anything you write and sign, and make short notes to yourself to help you remember things. The questions they are typically asking are not for your benefit, so ask yourself, why do they want to know the answer? Many times we can see difficult times coming our way, but find it hard to prepare for them. Even when unforeseen, we may think about how much preparation previously made. The important thing to remember is whether we start early or late, the key is to start. One can learn new skills like coupon clippings, learning about food banks, shelters, requests for temporary reductions in rent, credit cards. There are many things we can do in order to reduce expenses until grasping new circumstances. We all need help now and then, so there's no need to feel ashamed. The key is to recognize where you currently are and where you need to go. Then set up a survival plan to get there. Does this mean everything will turn out the way planned? Typically, plans are tools to help move in the direction we're aiming for, so usually they're more a work in process as we go along. But without it, one can wander aimlessly and respond to every crisis that comes without knowing how any of them will be resolved or what can be done about them. Therefore, take a moment, acknowledge where you are right now. If in a world of hurt, many have been in your shoes, dig yourself out slowly and carefully. Don't allow others to intimidate or make situations worse. Take it one step at a time, one problem at a time. Learn about how others are making it. How are they holding on? And remember to prepare yourself for future crises before they hit. Not that you'll be able to prepare for everything that might come your way, but at least you can have a good start. No one can see the unexpected coming, but one can surely have an umbrella handy for protection from a downpour of troubles. The thing is not to panic. Think. Focus. Ask the question, how can I solve this problem or make things better at this time? It really is a process. Personal planning can make life better while recovering from an injury, but for a future none of us can see, but hope is a pleasant one. Usually we encounter both ups and downs and need to plan accordingly. So there is no better time than right now to plan for hardships. Thank you. And our last one is number 5. Never give up until goal is achieved. This is my favorite of the 5. At this point, we can see where we've been and see a future. The struggles have made us stronger and the planning has given a pathway to achieve our goals. Most importantly, we have typically gotten wiser through the experience. This is an encouragement that no matter what comes, one can make it. And isn't this what life is really about? What burns in your soul? What makes life worth living? Sometimes it's more easily recognized with the brief time when tragedy strikes to make us realize what we value. So if this is that time for you, take advantage of it by overcoming obstacles faced today and choose to extend your heart and soul in the direction of your future. Personally, I would categorize independence and dignity close together. With independence comes self-esteem, conviction, and a strong defiance against things we believe need changing in our lives, but also in society. When we are able to pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps for some reason, we can say, I did it. In fact, we all need each other, and that type of independence is a rare thing. Yet a traffic collision that takes this independence away can be detrimental to one's outlook on life and shatters life's dreams. But does it have to be this way? Not really. First, how are you defining independence? DictionaryReference.com defines it as the state or quality of independence. You see, the state or quality of independence, or the freedom from the control, influence, support, aid, or the like of others, right? And number 3 is a competency. Now, is this how you see independence? I defined it as doing everything you can to have a better life, to look at life's problems straight in the eye, so to speak, and take the solution which best fits your needs. Perhaps you can only complete 50% of a task before handing it over to someone else or leaving it undone. That's enough for this day. One cannot ask anymore. When recovered, go at it again or hand it off to a trusted individual to complete. Many injured, sick, abled, or disabled people need help every single day, and nobody is on an island by themselves. And if you were, they would still have to do things step by step, just like anyone else. How are you judging yourself? Is it by someone else's set of standards? How do you rate what you do each day and why? Check your own internal clock. That's where you find the true level of satisfaction from your performance. You be the evaluator. Seek out those things and people that would be helpful for you accomplishing the independence that you desire. Perhaps it will be by building mutual relationships. Everyone needs help. A person who knows this will find their independence much sooner than later after a car accident. Each and every day, as I've said before, individuals and families wake up performing their daily routines like life is going to be ordinary. Yet for 1,000 plus of these individuals, life will be changed today. Perhaps this is a good thing because I suspect it would be difficult constantly worrying about what disaster is going to happen. Thankfully, most of us make it through days, weeks, months, or even years with only minor or major issues that do not drastically change our way of life. But sadly, some of us do have a life-altering experience. And when this happens, it tests how well we prepared for the unexpected. In previous generations, we could depend on employer benefits, insurance policies we had been paying premiums on, savings, and family support. In my opinion, the majority of people realize the importance of self-respect and integrity. Doing the right thing was held in high esteem. There was an accountability for one's actions, and scoundrels were looked down upon. From my perspective, these values held the fabric of our society together for the majority of people. When someone was injured in a car accident, the networks around the individual worked together in hopes of restoring some balance to the individual or family life. Friends, community, employers, state and federal resources all chipped in. We indeed felt like we were our brother's keeper. But something happened.
the focus turned from we to I. Employers began looking out for more of themselves and less for their employees, eradicating to a large degree employee loyalty, forcing them to take a more of an I approach to their jobs. Individuals began to think more about their lives than those around them. Sometimes this included their partners or children, or even parents for that matter. Many people began to reach for fame and fortune at the expense of all else, thinking life would become better. But did it? Then a dream-shattering experience happened in a generation where I has been the focus for many instead of we. Employers pay more attention to their bottom lines, insurance companies to their investors. Couples separated because they don't want to be held down by the burdens of the injuries of their partners. Governments have been shaken down by the politics of corporate America, and Social Security disability is no longer the safety net it once used to be. In my opinion, this is a snowballing effect from moving from a society of we, the people, to I, the person. From my perspective, there should be room for both we and I to provide a balanced life. Is this a case of doom and gloom? Not really. It is my belief that many people who end up being on the short end of the stick begin to realize the value of being a we more than I. An example of this can be seen in our most recent problems of the day from New York, New Jersey shores, home foreclosures, recession, sequestration, and the list goes what? On and on. Fortunately, many people still hold to the value of being their brother's keeper. Everyday heroes are seen. It is up to each person to stand and speak out for things that will make our society a better place to live for all of us. Many people are now ruled by fear and stand by idly by allowing suffering at the expense of many for the greed of a few. This is not the time to be afraid. No one else can stand in your place. Your courage fills that spot. It's lack of action that creates tragedy and despair. In some cases, change comes by the choices you make. So what can you expect today if you've been injured in a car accident? Since we are primarily living in an I society, your employer will more than likely try to throw you under the bus after approximately 2 years of paying out your long-term disability policy. And unfortunately, the legislation Congress enacted, ERISA, allows you very little recourse. Your employer group long-term disability policy may require you to apply for Social Security disability. Some hope that you will be denied and thus deny your claim. Are private company disability policies governed to play by the same rules as Social Security disability, or have they been granted a whole new set of rules? Rules not necessarily in the best interest of employees. Furthermore, your auto insurance company may pay lost wages for several months before looking for ways not to, which may leave you in a very bad place at a time when injured. Has hitting a person when they are down become fair play in today's society of eyes? Not only has the injured gotten a raw deal from being hurt, but perhaps the real screw has not even begun. Poor and middle class people used to be able to rely on at least Social Security disability in case disaster strikes, surprisingly. Each paycheck, a premium on the insurance policy, is paid. In past generations, this prevented many people from falling into abject poverty. It would cover basic necessities of food, housing, and utilities, and it was available for most sick or injured people. The insurance program was out of reach from Wall Street in the beginning and was holding its own weight. In other words, was sufficient. However, the average Social Security disability benefit does not go half as far, if you can even get it. Most benefits will not cover housing alone in most parts of the country, not to mention food or utilities. The disabled now have to be concerned with how they are going to survive each month, their injuries, and the impact on their life. By this time, many employers have exited the scene, taking with them the LTD benefits of their now ex-employees, typically. If employers are required to pay out benefits instead of imploding policies with clauses which allow them passes to get out of paying, these resources would normally allow sick and injured people to survive by providing desperately needed resources that employees paid premiums to have. In my opinion, this would also apply to auto insurance companies too. Many individuals are glad they are receiving Social Security disability because if they did not have it, they would have next to nothing. Most people live paycheck to paycheck and make less than 25 $25,000 a year, which in our society is difficult to live on. A majority of disabled live in poverty. Unnecessarily, for the most part, I must add, if they receive the additional benefits from employers and insurance companies. Why does Social Security disability bear the brunt of caring for the disabled? In my opinion, it's back to the I phenomenon, and the we suffers. Not all Social Security offices are created equal. Power in the hands of some individuals is a very dangerous thing, especially if it impacts your life in this fragile state. Let's hope at some point Social Security begins to rein in this type of behavior. But until then, post reviews online. It may be worth its weight in gold to go to an office that treats its patrons with respect and dignity, and where honesty is a valued commodity. Many Social Security disability attorneys navigate through the process well, but make sure to review their credentials and online comments about their work. It may well be worth the cost. Social Security disability benefits can be stopped, just as your employer's LTD and wage loss from your auto insurance. Unfortunately today, in my opinion, counting on any of these resources may set you up for a big financial fall. Saving is important because you never know what any of these companies will do. Social Security performs reviews on your claims periodically. At some point, you may also be under surveillance. With any of these organizations, communicate only the facts of your case. Be your best advocate, do the best that you can, continue to heal, and realize their agendas will rise to the surface, especially if not in your best of interest. Regardless, do not give up, keep the faith, and a good attorney.
How do you define self-confidence, and more importantly, how do you act upon it? It's important to analyze one's perception of self-confidence after a car accident. Perhaps before being injured, your confidence was high enough to provide adequate protection against many of the obstacles that came your way, and you successfully fended off aggressors, trials, and tribulations. Car accidents have a way of compounding loss, and this loss can extend to areas of your life where you once felt safe and secure. However, now those areas seem weak and unsteady, unsure how well you can hold all aspects of your life together. Perhaps you fought some of those battles, and the outcome seemed bleak or victorious. Maybe dealing with aspects of your claim has taken away some of your self-worth, self-confidence, self-respect. Due to unfair practices of harassment, intimidation, claim denials, physical suffering, financial hardship you've been subjected to. There is only one thing to do in this instance. Take back what is yours. Yes, you have that right. Your self-respect, esteem, confidence was given to you and you alone. Therefore, when you come up against hardships or unfair dealings, realize that this isn't about you or your content of character. This is about a situation that happened to you. The struggle you now face typically is about money. The money involved in your auto insurance or long-term disability claim and the right to fight for it. First, you have the right to stand up against unfair practices or just plain greed. Stand up for what you believe is fair and right. It might not be easy and may take work on your part, but doing the right things for yourself brings an unconditional care, concern, dignity, and integrity to the situation. So stand, learn, grow. It may take time, but it can be done. Be who you are and what you stand for, and you will find your voice, a voice that sets a personal standard which permits good decision making, guides the heart and soul to make a better life, because the path taken builds courage and strength which leads towards contentment and discovery. This life experience lifts up a voice that will no longer waver in the presence of pressure or despair that confronts them. By standing in the face of adversity and not being moved by it, facing obstacles with true grit, let your voice be heard loud and clear. You will find your way through traffic collision situations. When ready, step out. Analyze your surrounding, which involves everyone in the situation. Then tackle the problem. Speak and let nothing quiet your voice. Everyone has the right to speak. Everyone has the right to stand. Exercise it. And don't let it be taken away. Hold on to it. 2014 Car Accident Weekly Planners are currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up or for a friend or family who's injured. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 2014 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Also add the DVD, which is a disc collection, Series 1, for watching Estra's TV programs. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while there, take the latest survey on if you've been in a car accident. They are fast, easy, and will help document the experiences of people in. Thanks for being a part of today's show. Links for today's show will be out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips. Make sure while you're out there to like us. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and then also the musicians. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you